This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Just through the break, we had to tighten up a couple of the screws there with the turkey wrench. Yeah, but I got to get the open sign back up. Let everybody know that we are open. And I got a one-inch impact down here. There, we're open. There we go. The on-air light is now on. Awesome. Good. Now we're good to go. That's what it's all about. We're here for you, here in the Greasy Garage Studio, live in Boise, Idaho. From the Auto World Plaza, it's good to be with you each and every week. I stop wrenching on the weekends and start using the microphone. So I've got a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other. Today, I definitely do have wrenches around me, of course, here in the Greasy Garage Studio, sitting in the Viper chair with my greasy, dirty, smelly overalls on. You know, when it gets to the point when you worked on so many cars in your life that one pair of overalls are basically stained, you can't find a washing machine anywhere that will allow these overalls to go in there because there's so much grease and oil in them. Did you ever think about that? Yeah. It's time to burn my overalls. Need to get rid of them anyway. But the smell, the grease and the oil. I hope you don't have that smell with your car, the grease, the antifreeze, the oil. And I'm just going to, Axelrod Alex and I, the producer of Auto World, here we were talking, we're going to give you a little homework at the end of the third hour. I'm not going to do it to you folks on the second hour. Yay, we get a break, you say yes. The third hour folks are going to have some homework, though, for next week. Here the second hour, what's going on, Mark? What's up on the menu here in Auto World? Well, first and foremost, you're the star folks of the show, each and every one of you, our great affiliates that accept and take Auto World on their radio stations, and you're tuning in right now, and I do appreciate it. I'm very proud to have you with me in the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week, and I'm here to help you. I'm here to have fun with you. I'm here to, two heads are better than one, so if you've got a great, awesome story to share, good or bad, about, you know, your car, your truck, or even, again, like I've said in the past, the dog just keeps barking and barking next door. Well, share it with us, because there's other folks. See, like I said, two heads are better than one that's had this same problem before, and we can learn and have some fun from each and every one of us. How to do that here at Auto World since 1992, the phone number is 855-660-4261 and or email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Oh, yeah, see? Grease monkey, that's right. I get grease all over my overalls that used to be blue, but they're black. I'll show you what I got here today on Auto World. It is an interactive, informative, and all things automotive show, folks. No coupons needed, but if you do have a coupon, they never expire. That's what it's all about. Take a mask off, relax, put some safety glasses on, and make sure you throw a breath mint in and put some steel-toed boots on, and we are ready to rock and roll. I want to go right to the email bag. And with that email bag, what I'm doing here is, let me get the bag over here. Okay, and the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com through the week, as you do. I always keep promoting that because I want to help you. And what I do is I print all those emails out, and I throw them in this bag to the left of me here in the Greasy Garage Studio. And I'm going to pull one out right here, right now. Why not? Let's go to it. A lot of them, who's going to be the lucky winner? The lucky winner of some beautiful items to keep your car washed, pulling them out of the rusted, it's been snowing a little rain in here, not today, but here in Boise we've had a little bit of cold weather, and the items I have they're a little frosty, but we'll warm them up and get them off and send them to you so you have some good things to keep your car clean. Get the salt that's on the highways off the side of your car. Please, I hate seeing that paint go shiny to dull. Okay, let's get to this email. Hi, Mark. Tony here listening in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hey, shout out time. Woo! Shout out time. Shout out to who? Well, one of our affiliates down in Salt Lake, one of our new affiliates, KBJA, 1640 AM. There's the horn. Shout out to KBJA, 1640 AM, Salt Lake City, Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Utah. Good to have you folks along and all of you in between the cities there and some of the cities I might not have mentioned. Thank you for joining us. I do appreciate it. And this is from Tony. He's listening. And I do appreciate each and every one of you. When you do email, let me know where you're listening. Just because I like to, you know, shout out to you and shout out to our stations, our affiliates. Let's get to the email here and get him fixed. He says, hope you and your family had a great holiday. Thank you. Yes, we did. Hope you did too, Tony. We went out of town, he says, and this is what happened to me while driving home from our cabin. The tire light started flashing, then words came up on the display, check tire monitoring system. Uh-oh. I didn't think I had a tire problem, he says. The Trailblazer had new tires put on it about 4 months ago. They felt okay driving, but I did stop on the way home, he said, and checked them. Air in the tires were fine. Using that tire gauge you told all of us about to put in our glove box, and thank you for that. Yay! An Auto World tip, put the tire gauge in the glove box, worked for Tony. Thank you, Tony, for shouting that out. Appreciate it. So let's get back to the email. So anyway, when I got out, I turned the Trailblazer off and went around and checked all the tire pressures were okay. Got back in, started her back up, went on down the road, thinking, what the... Yeah, he does have it right here, folks. What the blank. Then about 10 minutes later into the drive, no tire light was on. But on the display now shows check airbag system. Drove all the way home with that on the display mark. We get home, unload the car, then I drive to the car wash, and now nothing on display. Zero. Help. What do you think is going on? Is my car possessed? Thanks again for all that you do, Tony, in Salt Lake City. Tony, thank you. Appreciate it. And, again, I want to shout out to Tony to say that it doesn't matter how long the email is. Tony, to each and every one of you. Tony, there's your, Tony, you're now a member of Auto World. Appreciate it. And yes, now when you said, there's a couple things here that's in this email that I might want to highlight. You said you went to the cabin. I don't know that you said Trailblazer. That is a Chevrolet. That's who makes the Trailblazer. It's a Chevrolet, but I don't know the year, Tony. That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to, of course, say this to each and every one of our listeners. And, Tony, you're going to help a lot of people here by bringing this email to our attention from all the affiliates and all the people that are listening to Auto World, because they're probably guaranteed they're having this problem, too. They see the tire light on, the tire light off, the tire light on. It's a broken record. Vinyl broken record. MP3 keeps going. Well, and then the light's off. And then you had the airbag light on. Okay. So what's going on? Now the lights are all off, as you stated in your email. What's going on here? When you said going to the cabin, now, Salt Lake City's not too far down. It's in my backyard here in Boise, Idaho. It's not too far away, and I've been there, done that, and I've skied there. And you guys, Tony, you've got some great ski hills. Oh, I noticed you didn't give me the address to the cabin. Is the key underneath the mat? Anyway, let's get this Chevy Trailblazer fixed. What's going on? When you mention cabin, I'm talking cold. Cold. Colder than what is happening in Salt Lake City. So, the TPMS sensors that are in your tires, tire monitoring, pressuring system, that's what that stands for, tire pressure monitoring system, I get the letters right here. They have a little watch battery in them. That's the valve stem, Tony. That's where you're putting air into the tire. And those little watch batteries, give me the year of the Trailblazer, but I'm guessing that your Trailblazer's probably 5 to 6, 7 years old. Why I say that is because if you drove the Trailblazer from the, it's probably not the cold, warmest climate in Salt Lake, but it's going to be colder at the cabin. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to get this Chevrolet Trailblazer fixed, and we're going to let Tony know that, is there anything wrong with the airbag system, too? Right here on Auto World. Grab some more popcorn, maybe a Pepsi. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Is it Cyber Sale Week?
Oh, we might even have a cyber sale right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along here in Auto World. Yes, there might be a cyber sale right here on Auto World, so stay tuned. Don't we love those sales? Black Friday, White Monday, I don't know. What do they call them? Cyber Monday? Who knows? It doesn't matter to me. All it is just hopefully my wife doesn't hear Hopefully she's not listening about the sales. Good to have you along, folks. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World, sitting in the live studio here, Greasy Garage Studio from the Auto World Plaza. Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive show for you. And your coupons never will expire. I wanted to get back to the email. We're going to take your emails with that. And with that said, emails are coming in on autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we have Tony. One thing about it, he's down in Salt Lake City, Utah, coming in. Shout out! Who? KBJA 1640 AM, Salt Lake City, Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Utah. Good to have all each and every one of you along. Definitely got to always honk the horn, do a shout out, because you folks, all our affiliates, are one of our great, you know, friends, members, to keep all of you tuned into Auto World. Now, I want to get back to the email from Tony down in Salt Lake. He's got, well, he had a tire light on, then tire light off, then he's got tire light on, now it's off. Then he had the check airbag system on the display stated here, on a Trailblazer, and that's a Chevrolet brand, don't know what year. But Tony, what's going on? More than likely, you went up to the cabin where it's cold. It's colder than Salt Lake. And that vehicle might have actually, you had it parked while you, family and yourself, was in your cabin. Nothing was being...
I really can't
say. My baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
so drop in.
Very nice.
Hold your hands.
See? And when it's cold, Tony, outside, your TPMSs aren't going to work correctly. When you spin that tire at 20 miles an hour, that's why it came on when you drove away from your cabin, because it's sitting there frozen because it's cold outside. When you started spinning that rubber tire, she got warm. It takes a while for the batteries to warm up, because if you got 5 to 6 years on that Trailblazer, and by the way, this is for each and every one of you, it's just a little round watch battery. They wear out after about 6 years, period. So then your TPMS light's going to come on. And that's what's happened here, Tony. It came on because they weren't, that little TPMS sensor that's in each and every wheel wouldn't turn on. It was frozen. It's frozen, it's cold. It wouldn't work to send the signal up to the dash to tell you that you have good air pressure in each and every tire. Once you started rolling, Tony, down the road, heading back to your house in Salt Lake City, the tire got warm, warmed up the battery. The battery said, hey, here's the signal, and it sent that signal up to the dash and states that there's plenty of pressure in the tire. The light goes off. So that's what's going on there. You might, like I said, this is for each and every one of us. If your vehicle's 6+ years old, you're going to start to see your tire light play games with you, on again, off again. It's going to look like, you know, the Christmas lights on your Christmas tree fluttering, flickering, and all that. So you're going to have to end up replacing them. They're starting at $35 each. Then you have to pay them labor to break down the tire, off the rim, put the sensor in, which is basically all part of your valve stem. I do recommend it, because now, Tony, you know, wouldn't it be horrible if you just ignored that tire light and you didn't get out and see in your email you pointed out that you went to the glove box, grabbed the tire pressure gauge, went around, checked the pressure, you were good. But can you imagine if you didn't have a tire gauge, you didn't get out, Tony, you didn't stop, you didn't check the tire pressure, you get about halfway home, and all of a sudden you got a dead tire, literally. It's dead on the right rear, and you got all your family in there and all your gear and stuff. That's not fun. That's just not fun. So these tire lights and these TPMS sensors do work. They save you a big headache. Big headache, because you would have fixed that, Tony, if you would have had a bad tire at your cabin, more than likely, huh? Yeah. Now, let's get down. You also said in your email that you had, after you recycled the key, so you turned it off to check the air in the tires, then you went and started up to drive down the road, the tire light went off, but then you said on the display, check airbag system come on. And with this airbag sensor is up in the front, folks. Now, Tony, when we do, we can scan on the OBD2 side. You can scan using the AutoZone and, of course, O'Reilly's or Advanced Auto Parts, Pep Boys throughout the United States here where we're all listening and living. They can scan the ABS side, too, for brakes, and also the air restraint system, which is on the airbag side, okay? And you have a driver's side, passenger side Some of you have knee airbags. Yes, the Ford trucks have knee airbags. There's a lot of models that have those. And also you have the B-pillar airbag, folks. That's right where your left ear is if you're sitting in there driving. If you're on the passenger side, it's at your right ear. Yes. So, but when we scan, that fine-tunes it and tells us where the what airbag sensor could be out. But what's going on here, Tony, with your Chevy Trailblazer is there's only one sensor up front for the driver's side. And what's going on is when you drove from Salt Lake up to your cabin, cold outside, and you got frost, and that sensor up underneath that fender, the front bumper cover, this fiberglass, that little sensor is more than likely frosted up from being cold outside, moisture in the air. And when that sensor gets frosted up, it can't read correctly. So when you do, sometimes those will turn on. Now, how does the frost? Yeah, it's not really the best design, engineering-wise and all that. It's covered up. It's not getting direct air coming into it. It's behind the bumper cover there, but it still gets frosted because you probably don't have a garage. You didn't say anything about this in your email, but I'm thinking that you're literally parked outside at your cabin and everything's frosted. As we all know, we see frost on the windshield. We see frost on the paint when we park our cars. So you have a frost on that airbag sensor, and it's going to turn that on. And now you don't have it, as you stated in your email. You went to go wash the car, and everything's off now because you're back down in Salt Lake. And by the way, Tony, I'm going to use your email and yourself. I'm going to shout out to you again, Tony, because the thing here is that when you came home, unloaded the car, and went right to the car wash. Congratulations. Thank you. It's not about only keeping it clean, but what did you do? That's why you don't have an airbag system indicator on anymore, because you washed all the dirt. Do an undercarriage spray, folks, when you get your car washed. That's $2 more, $3 more, $5 more. Have the automatic car wash by the undercarriage spray. It literally will spray and clean the airbag sensor. It keeps the sewage and stuff that's on the road off of those type of sensors. So an undercarriage cleaning does work. And in this case, it helped Tony with his Chevy Trailblazer. Tony, again, thanks for sending us the email. We're going to go back to the email bag when we return. And also, I've got a trivia question for you for just a few gifts, just a few things to send to you. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World with popcorn butter all over my hands. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Two recounts in the presidential race have been completed in Wisconsin just days before results are certified. Officials in Dane County, Wisconsin, on Sunday released the results of an 8-day recount that gives President Donald Trump an additional 45 votes. President Trump on Fox News Sunday Morning features.
We won the election easily. There's no way Joe Biden got 80 million votes. There's no way Joe Biden beat Barack Obama This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election.
The 78-year-old Biden twisted his ankle while playing with his dog and is being examined by an orthopedist. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on ABC's This Week talking about the coronavirus as the cases in the U.S. top 13 million with more than 265,000 deaths.
We have to be careful now because there almost certainly is going to be an uptick.
Fauci says he does not expect that restrictions will be eased at all before Christmas. USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Well, I'm sure glad I warmed up my 30-weight coffee here. It's good to have you along here, folks, in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. This is Auto World. How's your Auto World been? Hopefully good. Hopefully your car, your truck's been treating you right, that you're not spending $100 bills on it, or you're not in the repair shop, or you're at the dealer trying to figure it all out, or trying to listen to that mechanic Largan jargon that you don't understand. That's why you're listening here on Auto World each and every week. I do appreciate it. I'm very proud to have you along each and every week. With that, I've got some gifts to give away here on a trivia question that I want to shoot out to you here. Heard on the Genesis Communications Network, and I'm very proud to be on the Genesis Communications Network to have all our great affiliates join us each and every week, too, to let you come into the studio with me. These smelly, stinky overalls I've got on. Okay, this trivia question is, in what year were windshield washers offered? 1950? 1940? 1935. And I wanted to shoot that out because I do have a email here that came in. And it looks like it's Carol. Thank you, Carol, for emailing. She's, shout out. She says she's listening to a shout out here to WQXL 1480 AM in South Carolina, Orangeburg, Columbia West, Columbia. Good to have you along, South Carolina. Appreciate it. Carol, awesome. And you guess 1940 for the windshield washers on cars. So close. You're right in the middle. I had 1950, 1940, or 1935. And Carol, you guessed 1940. Oh, you're close, but, well, I do have some gifts for you, though, Carol. So if you would email back, give me an address you'd like me to send some gifts out there to South Carolina to you for. And remember, think about your weather. What kind of weather that you've got involved and how you are living right now, and let me know on that, okay? Because When it comes to the trunk here that we've got full of little things called gifts, I like to send out things that each and every one of you can use for your climate. Okay? All right. Thanks. Good to have you along. South Carolina. Oh, I know North Carolina. I have never been to South Carolina. I'm going to get over to South Carolina. And with that, let's get this trivia out question again, because now we've only got two answers, because Carol's helped us with getting rid of that one year. In what year were windshield washers offered? 1950 or 1935? Some of you might be thinking, well, let's see, I owned a 1950s. Did it have windshield washers on it? So, again, in what year were windshield washers offered? 1950 or 1935? For some great cleaning things. So wash drops, a little Meguiar's in there. Now, a lot of goodies. And, hey, I do want to do a shout-out for the folks that we have sent out gifts to before here on Auto World. And thank you for emailing me back and thanking me for those gifts. Hey, that's I appreciate it. You don't have to do that, though. I appreciate, you know, sharing. That's what it's all about. I do have another email here that came in, and I did read it on the break. And so I didn't have time to print it out. So I'm going to read it direct right off the computer screen. And this is kind of a neat email, because this came to us, I believe. Yes, she says, absolutely, because of my picture on Instagram and on Facebook. So if you want to be a part of my Facebook page, please do. It's just Mark Evans. Go to Facebook, look for Mark Evans. You'll see a smiling face of me and a couple cars in the background, and just do a shout out there, and I'll probably friend you for sure. And get involved, you'll see a picture of a turkey driving an awesome 1,000-horsepower green fastback Mustang. And, of course, a little housekeeping here, also Instagram. Instagram account is Auto World Media. Auto World Media. Coming soon, AutoWorldMedia.com, a website for each and every one of you. Also, you can go to GCNLive.com and just hit Auto World, and you'll see me there, a little bit of bio on me there, too. And LinkedIn, of course, is just my name, Mark Evans. So with that, let's go to this email, because this is an email that has something to do. It reminded her she wanted to share this story with me and all of you. So I'm going to share this with each and every one of you now, because I think it's a really neat story. After my grandfather passed away, we drove his red 1965 Mustang. Old Red was probably 9 years old by then, but still a very sharp car. Now, my husband is a real car buff. He loves cars the way I love computers. Scary thought. She laughs, to say the least. John, her husband, can make any car purr, but Old Red liked me better than John. Winter mornings, he would be out there trying to get the Mustang started. The harder he tried, the more he fiddled and analyzed, the more he got, well, hot under the collar. The Mustang also gave him grief. It never did refuse to turn over for John. Finally, John would storm into the house and tell me to start my car, the Mustang. I would get in the front seat, sweet talk the Old Red for a minute, then turn the key on. He started for me every time. If I wasn't around, the Mustang would start without a problem for John. This love-hate relationship between the Mustang and my husband continued until Old Red died of old age. Diane, thanks for this story. Appreciate it. Definitely. And I don't know where you're listening from, so if you would, I'd love to share that too and do a shout out to that affiliate that's you're listening to us. And also GCN Live, if you're listening there, that'd be awesome too. Just to know that. But a little story of a little red Mustang, and isn't that the truth? Sometimes cars won't in a 60, what year did you say? Yeah, 1965 Ford Mustang is an old enough year that you had to listen to the engine. You had to listen to the starter to crank it to get it going. And as some of you might understand and know about that tromboning, the choke, you know, hand choke to get that thing to fire up, to start. I've got a couple cars like that. And you really do have to listen to what you're doing there. And some people don't have the ear. Maybe it doesn't look like Diane's husband, John, has the ear for starting it. So appreciate you sharing the story. How to do that. And welcome, Dan. You're now a member of full charter member here of Auto World. That's how you do it, folks. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Of course, my phone number, you're the star. I'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Now, with that said, hey, let's go to this segment real quick. Did you know what? Did you know that? Well, I bet you didn't know this. Do you know George Clooney? You've probably seen or watched some of George Clooney's movies, of course. What was George Clooney's first car? Well, it was a beat-up, rusty, running bad 1976 Chevrolet Monte Carlo. A 1976 Chevrolet Monte Carlo. Good job, George. A 350 in it, doesn't say here, but it might not start sometimes. Sometimes it did start for him. He moved from Kentucky to L.A. in 1982 and that using that 1976 Chevy Monte Carlo. That's a segment we call Did You Know? Well, now you know. Let's get back to that trivia question. I got more gifts to give out. In fact, hey, you know what? Let's throw that book in from Mark Roush from the Auto Channel. A book that will tell you everything about ethanol. Got some reading to do, see? Here's the trivia question here on Auto World this week. In what year were windshield washers offered? 1950 or 1935? Now, I already had an emailer there. She answered 1940, which is not the correct answer. But she did win the gifts. Not a new car. But she did get a new gift that, again, can let us tell us what the weather is in her area, and we're going to get out the right gifts to her for her area. Absolutely. Now, here's a little tidbit I want to get to before we get to our next short little break, is that, well, there's a lot of things, you know, that we do with our cars and our relatives and maybe our friends that we might not be too proud of. Like the slug bug thing. Oh, yeah. Remember those? You leave your friend's car in your right shoulder. If you're driving your own car, he or she would always hit you in the shoulder and say, slug bug. Well, here's something I want to share with you after the break. We're going to give you a little hint. Chinese fire drill. Did you ever do a Chinese fire drill? What else might it have been called? We're going to find out right here on Auto World. Be right back. I'm Mark Evans. Oh, that popcorn's good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along. Got the open sign out here on the garage. The garage door is open, and that means we are open for you on air. Absolutely. I'm Mark Evans. This is Auto World. I am very proud to have you along with me each and every week. You know, in each and every week, there's always something new in the auto world happening continuously. All the time, something's going on. And if you want to share with me at any time things that are happening in your auto world, please do. How to do that? You can email me any if something hits you in the middle of the week, truthfully, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day, it doesn't matter. If you're up in the middle of the night, can't sleep because you're worried about the cost that the auto repair shop just told you it was going to cost and you're not sleeping because of it, email me. Now, I'm not going to promise you that I'm going to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning to answer that email, but when I wake up at, you know, noon to have lunch, I'll answer it. No, I'm up early. I'm up early. I'll get that email answered. And how to do that? Just email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I will not ever ask for your Visa, credit card, MasterCard, American Express. Never will do that. ASC Certified Master Technician, and I will not lie to you. Okay? That's my right hand's up. I'm telling you the truth. In fact, to add to that real quick, is that if you want me to consult not only with you, but I will consult with your repair shop, folks, okay? I'll throw that out to you because I do that. I actually, when you don't understand the mechanic jargon that we talk about as technicians, mechanics, the shops talk about, just email me. Give me the number of your repair shop. Give me the name that you've been dealing with, the person you've been dealing with. I'll have them take a picture on their cell phone, send it to me through my email or text me, and I will do all the talking for you, okay? And then I'll call you. I'll basically be like an insurance adjuster on your repair side at no cost, because this is how we all learn, to keep everybody honest. And I've done a lot of that in the past, and still am doing it. So, and I've got a lot of friends. That's what it's all about, and you're my friend. If you're listening, you're my friend, and I'm going to help you. I want to keep that green lettuce in your back pocket. That's what makes this show, Auto World, go, is helping you. If I couldn't help you, then the show wouldn't be here for all of us. So let's get some help. Let's make sure. And if I consult with your repair shop, and this is another thing. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, meaning that if they say, well, Mark, it's, you know, it needs a timing belt, water pump, all the pulleys, Mark, say, I know what they're talking about. But I'm going to say this one thing to them. Okay, how many miles are on the car? See, I'm going to question everything. I'm going to get right down the nuts and the bolts of the story. And then I'm going to ask them, do you have a, send me a picture of the weep hole on the bottom of the water pump to see if it's leaking. Now, I'm going to say for sure to you, when I call you, that, yeah, you're going to have to do a water pump, even though it's not leaking, because it's inside with the timing belt, and the timing belt operates it. So sometimes you're not going to hear maybe what I have to tell you. But when someone else calls that shop other than you and consults, and I let them know who I am with the ASC certification, they're going to say, uh-oh. So they're going to tell me the truth. That's, like I said, like an insurance adjuster, auto body insurance adjuster, but it's for the repair side. And with that said, I'm certified in the auto body side, too. So if you don't understand your auto body crash that just happened, you meet somebody by accident, if you know what I mean, and they bumped into you on that slick, cold road from frost because there's sewage of antifreeze, brake fluid, transmission fluid leaking, and it got wet, and you couldn't get stopped, and you slid into them, and it's your fault, by the way, because you hit them in the back. But they stop quicker, Mark. Yeah, but usually the policeman... You've heard of that name, haven't you? The policeman? The people with the whistles that pull you over? Uh-huh. They usually, when you rear-end somebody, it's usually your fault. Now, why did the person in front of you stop short? Like Seinfeld said, stop short! Well, because they might have the winter tires on their car, and those tires are going to stop and act more efficient than your tires. See, if you're running around bald tires without winter tires on, you can't stop, and they can, because they did go down and get yourself... They put Michelin's, maybe, on, or Bridgestone winter tires on their car, see? They have tread on their tires called rubber tires, and they stop quick. Well, anyway, if you do need help with your body damage, send me a photo, I'll help you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And to join me, of course, here on Auto World Live each and every week, phone number 855-660-4261. Absolutely. Now, I was talking about that before the break, I was talking about that Chinese fire drill. Oh, three words. What is it? Well, I got an email. I've got a little history and some trivia on that, and I thought I'd shout that out because, you know, a slug bug thing, my shoulder was always black and blue from friends going up skiing to the Boise, Idaho ski hill called Bogus Basin. I'm broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho right now in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, and we'd take a little Datsun B210 up there back in the day, way back when. Of course, it kind of lets you know my age. And, you know, slug bug, every time you saw a Volkswagen, you get your shoulder hit, or he'd hit me, or I'd hit him. Well, that Chinese fire drill, I had an email come in. And hey, it's time for a shout-out. Shout-out again, absolutely. Oh, yeah, from California. And her name is Lori. Lori's given me some information on this. But I want to do the shout-out first. Lori, definitely, thanks for listening on in California on KMET, 1490 AM, Moreno Valley, Hemet, Paris, California. Always got to use that horn. Great having you folks along with us. California, probably a little warmer than where I'm sitting. That's great. That's good. And Lori's saying, here, let me get that email closer to me. The computer screen, I'm getting old here. She says, wasn't it called Fire Stop when you got out of the car at the red light and everyone ran around the car and tried to get back in before the light turned or changed? Oh, Lori, you're calling it the Fire Stop. You're absolutely right. Oh, my gosh, here's another email that just came in. Dave, now he's not giving me the station he's on. That's okay, Dave, no problem. And where he's listening to us from, but he's listening because he's got an email. He says, in my part of the town, switching seats in the car while at the light was known as the Chinese fire drill. There it is. Dave, congratulations. Lori, both of you, congratulations and thanks for emailing. And I got a gift for both of you, absolutely. And that's what we used to call it too, Dave, the Chinese fire drill. Lori, I never, fire stop, that's a good one too. That's a good one. That kind of blends right into our the Auto World first hour show with the fire truck. But, yeah, how many of you have done that Chinese fire drill, or as Lori calls it, the fire stop? Pull up to the light, everybody gets out, runs around, tries to get back in before you get in trouble. yeah, you know, the whistle, you know, the cops, whoo, oh, yeah. Well, that's what it was called. Segment I always like to use and do and have that here on Auto World. Now, let's get to the couple minutes before that automatic garage door goes down here in the garage. How much? What? How much? Dollars, well. Oh, this is unbelievable. Friday, folks, all of us, we spent $9 billion ka-ching dollars. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. The cash registers were ringing. Was spent on shopping. On which day? Friday. We have done well, haven't we? It's 22% up from last year. But, oh yeah, hang on. If you didn't get what you needed or get what you wanted, Cyber Monday is coming. Cyber Monday. Get your fingertips ready. That's how it's all happening today, is what the keyboard looks like. All I want to do is do a shout out to all the small businesses. That's who I am. That's who, how I started. I turned, as I do today, the open sign around and tried to make the phone ring in the auto repair business. It's a small business. And I did it. And it worked. Support your local businesses. Buy some gift cards. Go in and give them a $5 bill, $10 bill, $100 bill, $2,000 bill, whatever it takes. Let's support them. We need our small businesses in each and every one of our towns. Just want to do a shout out to the small businesses everywhere in the United States. Even Northern Virgin Islands is just listening to us right now. Thanks for listening to us over there. Well, there goes the garage door coming down. Hey, thanks. I want to thank everybody that makes this show happen. Of course, Axelrod Alex, the best producer ever. General Motor George, hey, thank you. My chief engineer keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of the fillets. And he's looking at getting me some more. I can't thank you, Audi Adam. Thank you, thank you. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy, of course, who keeps my seat cushion warm, Seat Cushion Susie. My PR director, Bobby B. Esser. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.